Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition. It's the weekend edition. Marty Terrell across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. That is iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Smart Radio. We got a whole lot of outlets and American Forces Radio Network, including all the way to Clive, Iowa, and Innovative Wellness with Christy Steiger. Marty Terrell along the way, and I say that because my buddy Daniel Ogden is towed in tow today and on the weekend, and away we go. So what, Tittle took a little poke at me, huh? Come on, spill the beans. We'll get to sports. We got Omar Vizquel coming up. We got a double dose of Dan's Download, NFL stuff, baseball. We got a whole bunch of stuff. College hoops, you name it. We got it. Tell me the story real quick. What did he do? Tittle.
I don't think it was a poke. I think it was just, you know, we great. Hear the Innovative Wellness commercial consistently. And Rick does his open, you know, he says across the country and around the world. And he mentioned Clive, Iowa and Christy Steiger. And I think it's just Rick because it is drilled in our heads at this point. InnovativeWellness.Center.
There you go. You can't forget it. And they're doing wonders for me. All right. Good job out of Tittle. I tell him that means he gets the Christmas card again this year. So good job out of him out there in San Fran. All right. Daniel's in tow again. Omar Vizquel coming up, 11-time Gold Glover, talks of baseball. You know, spring training, man, I tell you, and I know the season's going to start in South Korea this year with the Dodgers, which I don't like, but whatever. I'm not gonna get into that garbage. But, you know, spring training, I follow some friends of mine who are out there in Arizona. They love it. I used to love spring training. Red Sox. You know, now they're down in Fort Myers. They used to be on the other coast in Winter Haven, Central Florida. I used to love spring training. You know, you get older, you kind of, you think you'd get more into it because, you know, we're kind of up here north of the Mason-Dixon line in Iowa and my New England roots, you know, snowbirds, we'd get down there. But spring training, man, it drags on forever. My God, I can't wait for the baseball season to start. But we got the madness of March 1st. We will run and delve into that tonight. We got women's tournaments and then the men's tournament start next week. We got a lot to get to. Weekend edition. We're rolling here on Sports Byline. We're coming right back. Don't go away. Presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Yeah, conference tournaments, we're going to jump into that. Obviously, we were pumping the Iowa women all year long. Why wouldn't you? You know, and some really good articles have come out in the past couple days as we talk the world of sports here on the weekend edition. I've seen a lot of stuff about her impacting, what kind of impact WNBA. They've also looked at her endorsement deals, the salary structure in the NBA. I mean, the media just can't get enough of Caitlin Clark. My question is, she was the face of college basketball from November till now. Is she going to be the face of March Madness? I think this is where she passes the torch, folks. I do. This is where I think it's more of a team thing than individual stars, right? When you think about the NCAA tournament, it's about upsets, right? When Fairleigh Dickinson picked off Purdue last year, 16-1. A few years prior, when University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, picked off as a 16 seed, number one and defending national champion Virginia, the Cavaliers go down to Baltimore County, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. So it's not so much individual performances in March. It's about teams and it's about upsets. It's about, you know, people filling out their brackets, which we know. That's what March Madness is. So this is where I think the individual stuff. Now, if someone goes off, like Caitlin goes off for 50, you know, in a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 game, that's going to garner a lot of attention. I mean, she'll be a nice, well, better than nice. She'll be a solid, you know, asterisk next to the women's tournament being front and center in terms of the following of women's basketball. On the men's side, it's no different. There's not a player out there in this country where someone says, hey, this is the torch carrier, the torch bearer for men's college basketball. It's about teams. And I will say this. I'll be stunned if South Carolina doesn't run the table. And I've seen them twice, and that's all I need to see. And I said it on my video blog today in the video podcast. It's real simple. If they stay healthy, no one's beating South Carolina. It is the South Carolina Gamecock Invitational. Make no mistake about it. It just is. Now, on the men's side, I just think this is going to be a mad scramble. I really do. I don't trust Houston because their offense could go south. And we've seen it numerous times. I don't trust Purdue only because they've got everything. They've got the guard play. They got the seven-footer. Matt Painter is he is an excellent head coach. And I would say, look, I think Purdue is probably going to find themselves winning four games and finding their way to Glendale in the Final Four. Doesn't mean they're going to cut the nets down on the first Monday night in April. Excuse me. But I look at Arizona. I mean, and I know UCLA is way down, but Arizona is just, I mean, they don't only win when they're on, they don't just win, they bury people. They demoralize people. And they've got a great inside-outside game. They hit threes, they defend, they can go up-tempo, they can slow the pace down, and they can get into half-court sets. I think this Arizona, I mean, that's my cheeky pick right now. I mean, anybody can sit here and pick Purdue and Houston, but I'm digging a little deep, and I've already said it, and I'll say it again. In the top six, top eight for sure is your national champion this year. I don't think we've got an outlier. You know, some people say, well, you know, Calipari in Kentucky, he's got athletes. And Calipari has always said, I don't worry about my team in November. I don't worry about my team in December. I don't get all wound up until we get to February and March. And I want to make sure my guys are peaking at that time. And he's right. He's right. So, you know, a lot of people, when they're filling out brackets and they're discussing college basketball, they look at, you know, I saw that team back in December. Yeah, I saw him in January. Yeah, after the Super Bowl. That's when you start really paying attention to college basketball. And coaches and teams will tell you they want to be hitting their stride right now. So I just think the men's side is nowhere near as one and done as, you know, South Carolina is on the women's side. There's, you know what, I'd even say 10 teams. I'll give you two handful of teams, and that's not saying much. I mean, if I went back over the last 25 years of the NCAA tournament, the national champion is usually for sure in the top 10. And so for me to say, okay, give me two handful of teams, that's not saying much. But that's where I think that's the sweet spot on the men's side. Then if you want to start breaking down individual teams, you can. And I get hammered for this, and I get hit up on my Skype, and my Skype went nuts yesterday. People, slow down. I didn't say that I thought Iowa State was the best team in the country. All I said was 18-0 at home and an excellent coach, but they've got some problems too. And tomorrow might be a problem. You know, Saturday night or Saturday afternoon against K-State, you know, you're looking ahead to conference tournaments. They're gearing up for Kansas City. I get it. But at the same time, TJ Otzelberger is a winner. The guy can flat out coach. He really is. This guy is the real deal. One of the better coaches in the country. But they got to come together. They do. And I don't know. I'm not going to say they've peaked early, but Iowa State drives me nuts. I love following them, but they drive me cuckoo. One minute they look like they're world beaters. The next minute, I mean, they dug themselves a 14-point hole the other night. Wednesday night, they dig themselves a 14-point hole against BYU at home. Hello? And then all of a sudden, and then in the last 4.5 minutes, BYU, A, doesn't score. B, turns the ball over in their last three possessions. And really, that was TJ Otzelberger. He put pressure on the ball. They rebound like crazy. You're not getting many second opportunities. So hey, this NCAA tournament, these conference tournaments, I mean, I can go either way. I'm with you. Again, Skype yesterday, people saying, you know, you're blowing up these conference tournaments. Nobody cares. You know, it's just to generate more money and it's TV content. And again, Saturday night in St. Louis, I'd love to be down there. I'd love to be down there for those semifinals. Those semifinal games in St. Louis on Saturday for us hoop junkies, college hoop junkies, man, we love St. Louis. We're going to the games and then we're going up on the hill. We're having Italian food. And then Sunday at 2 East, 1 Central, we're inside. We're inside the Enterprise Center. We're watching the MVC Championship game. I love the mid-majors. They get after it. And we got Drake on Friday night. We got you and I, and I'm going Iowa-centric on you. But let me tell you something. There's some quality teams. And that Indiana State team and Coach Schertz, that is a very, very good team. So that, you know, these mid majors are fun. Mid majors find their way to Final Fours, right? We've seen it. We've seen it with Butler. We saw it with George Mason when Larrañaga was there before he often went to Miami. And we saw Miami, even though they're a major conference, Power Five conference team, they find their way. Last year, that weird, kind of strange, quirky Final Four, we're not going to get that this year. We're going to get chalk. We're going to get chalk this year. We're going to get Arizona. We're probably going to get Purdue. I'm drawing a line through Houston. I'll throw Iowa State out there again. Kansas, forget it. Although, I did talk to a Kansas guy the other day, and he warned me. John Hansen, U.S. Foods, pulled me aside Wednesday night. Hey, don't be knocking my Jayhawks. I said, why? They stink. No. Look it up. Look at the years we've won national titles. Look at the years we've gotten to Final Fours, usually coming off a less-than-stellar regular season. Look it up. He's right. How about that? So before I get too cocky here and too over the tips of my skis knocking Kansas, we could see. But, you know, we saw North Carolina a couple years ago. Hubert Davis had Kansas whacked, and we saw them come back. North Carolina, I'm not so sure. Duke doesn't seem like they got all the pieces put together. So that's where we get going with college basketball. We'll check in with the Missouri Valley Conference. We're still chasing Omar Vizquel. If we get him, we're going to talk a little bit of spring training baseball. How did he prepare in spring training for the regular season? Do you go hard for a few weeks and then kind of cruise towards the start of the regular season? We come back here. Double dose of Daniel Ogden's download. Dan's download straight ahead on the Weekend Edition. I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
We're going to get Omar Vizquel. He's a really great guy. I love Omar. Huge fan. We'll get to him. Baseball Insider in mere moments. Indiana State, the one seed at Missouri Valley down in St. Louis, 75-59 over ninth seeded, Missouri State. And you and I has just closed out Belmont in the 4-5 game, 67-62. So we got Drake. We got Drake coming up. Let me just throw that at you. Drake is going to take on Evansville, and that'll get underway here shortly. And then we'll get you into the late game. Stay with us throughout the overnight, right? Friday into Saturday, that's where we talk everything. Baseball, spring training, all the NCAA tournament, the football, the draft, the everything. Let's get him in here. Gold gloves galore. I don't know where he puts all his gold gloves. He's got more gold gloves than he's got fingers. But we love Omar Vizquel, and he's coming on the program once again to talk a little baseball for a few minutes. Omar, how are you, my friend?
How are you, man? What's going on in San Francisco?
Everything's good out there. If, from what I can tell, you know, it's the Golden Gate. You played some baseball out there. You know what it's like. And, you know, let's start right there. Did you like playing in the Bay Area right there in San Francisco and then across the way in Oakland? Tell me about it. Let's hear.
Of course, man. I think San Francisco is one of the best areas to play the game because you have that cool weather all year round. You don't have to worry about getting really hot or getting really cold. I think the temperature is perfect for your body. You got a long time to get ready, to prepare. And obviously the ballpark is just amazing. The look of the base and all the fans that go and pull for the team. Those years that I was there, of course, those were the year of Barry Bonds. So people came a lot to the ballpark. They were crazy for the game. And obviously, after that, Bruce Bochy brought 3 championships out of 5 years that he was there, and the fans were just going crazy. So I love playing in there.
It was a great run, no question about it. Hey, Omar, spring training, go back to your career, which is going to get you here in the Hall of Fame, and I can't wait for you. I swear to God, when you crack the egg and you get to Cooperstown, we are going to be very, very overjoyed for you. So keep plugging away. I know you get a lot of the media and a lot of people pulling for you, but an unbelievable career. Here's where I want to go. What did you try to accomplish, you know, in spring training, Florida, Arizona, no matter where you were in terms of spring training? When you set out in spring training, what were you trying to accomplish other than the obvious? Don't get hurt and be ready when opening day rolls around. Tell us about your approach physically and mentally to spring training. Let us hear and learn. Go ahead.
I think it just depends on the kind of situation that you're in. For players that are trying to earn a spot, they have to play really hard. They have to show the front office and the managers and the coaching that he's ready to be there and represent the 25 in the roster. I think you have to play really hard. You have to get tuned with the pitches real quick. And you have to show, basically, that you belong there. For players that are already there and you already got a secure spot, you try to get your body into shape. You don't want to get hurt, just like you said. Your body has to start getting tuned up because you only have, like, 2 more weeks for this. And you want to be ready for opening day. If you're a pitcher, you have to try to reach your maximum potential pretty soon. You don't want to reach back to the maximum potential when it's a year into the season. I think that you're supposed to be ready to face a hard team because sometimes that first month is going to dictate what kind of year you're going to have. It's going to dictate what kind of year the team is going to have. And I think I'm one of those believers that you have to be 100% by April 1st in order for you to have a great year.
I remember one year Detroit started 31-5, man. And I was like, unbelievable. And there was a year where Oakland started out horrible and ended up getting into postseason. Were you traditionally, did you have good March and April? Were you good in April, the first, you know, full month of the season? Were you a good starter or a slow starter and had to dig out? By and large, I'm sure you had a little of both in your long career. But were you primarily a good starter or a slow starter? Let's hear.
Man, you want to start the season pretty hot. You want to start doing things right ever since the get-go. But doesn't happen that way all the time. I was a slow worker, even though that I came out of spring training pretty good. Just when the season started, for some reason, I started really slow. I don't know if it was the weather or something, but I was one of those that started going slow and started getting the hold of it like in the second month or third month. But I didn't like it that way. It just happened to be that way. I prepared my mind. I prepared my body. But for some reason, I didn't start the season hitting 300 right away. I started building up. And then, like, in the middle of the season is when you start really feeling really good. And even though that I play winter ball, sometimes you show signs that maybe you're tired a little bit. Maybe you have to pull up in some games in spring training. But, every year was different. And the preparation mentally is what really got me into getting good season.
Yeah, I love hearing that. We're with Omar Vizquel, Gold Gloves galore, 11 of them. Gonna get him in Cooperstown. I can't wait when they finally get down to really examining the career. It was just an illustrious career. Hey, I want to give you here in our few minutes that we have remaining a moment to talk about the outreach that you're doing with some kids, not only in the United States but in Venezuela. I love this. I really do. Obviously, your goal is to get kids involved in baseball. We got to, we've got young kids that are putting on too much weight, not eating properly, not taking care of themselves. But you're bringing your love for baseball to the diamonds in the fields, not only again in this country, but in South America. So I want to give you an opportunity just to talk about that, Omar, and give you full kudos for the work you're doing with our youth. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't know that I was going to get together with so many people and have so many different things in mind. If you go to Argentina, a country that doesn't play baseball too much, you have different mentalities on how the guys are prepared for the game. You go to Costa Rica, you go to Panama. Everybody has like different ways to teach the game. I just try to get it in mind that baseball is not an easy sport to play. They have to really be disciplined. We talk to them about leadership. We talk to them about how to prepare for a long year. There is much more than baseball that we can talk to these guys. And I'm really proud that we got the opportunity to go to different schools and different academies and have that conversation with them, because sometimes some of these kids don't believe that they have the talent to get there, but we got to put in mind that we are just like they are at this moment. We didn't come out of number one draft or a special school. We just came out from the same places that they came out, and we got to convince them that if we have that opportunity and that chance, they're still going to have the same chance to make it to the big league. So that's why we see so many schools in different countries, and we are so proud that we get to visit them and talk to them about the game and a little bit more.
I love the fact that you're doing that. You and I are about the same age, and here's my one concern. I drive by baseball fields in this country, and even when you travel, and you don't see kids, even in the warm weather, out playing ball like they used to, Omar. Have you noticed that? I think you're doing a lot to kind of change and shift that. That idea that, kids have phones and they have a lot of competition for their time, but we got to keep them outdoors playing sports outdoors, and baseball in particular, right? Let's hear.
Yeah, I think so. I think, the kids have been decreasing. I think when you talk about sports in general, I think technical stuff that we have out there, the social media and everything, has been pulling off a lot of kids to go to the field and practice and do sports. And that's something that we have to talk more about. MLB baseball is doing a good job of bringing baseball to all different kind of countries and putting everybody together. But we have to be on the field. We have to let these kids know that it's more important to do exercise, to feel better when you breathe, when you run, when you compete with other kids. And it's really important that we continue that work. In my country right now, in Venezuela, we have been seeing the opposite. There is a lot more kids going out on the fields There's more kids having opportunities. There is more academies all over the place. And that has given them a chance to sign professional baseball and to have that opportunity to reach out their dreams. So I'm very proud to be part of that movement right now. We're going to continue to preach that. And in the big leagues, you can see now the raising of Latin American players. I think right now it's like a 42% of the players that are in the big leagues that are from Latin America. So you can see a big increase of Latin players. And I think that you can give credit to all these baseball players that are retired right now that are trying to do that with the youngsters. So they have to continue that in America, and we're going to see a lot more chances for them.
I think it's great, and I hope you keep it up, and we're going to talk to you throughout the baseball season. Thank you so much, Omar. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road here real soon. Omar Vizquel, thank you very much, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, buddy, for the chance. Okay, have a good one.
You too. Have a great weekend, and there you go. And he has done the work, folks. He has, and his representatives work closely with us here at Sports Overnight and Sports Byline, the network. Darren Peck, Ron Barr, and everyone has worked very closely. Was with the Giants. My years that I really followed Omar, he tortured the Red Sox. He did. Guy had range. Like Ozzie Smith, you look, just go to YouTube and put Omar Vizquel in there. Fielding. Never mind the hitting, okay? He was a banjo hitter, which means a light-hitting shortstop. Covered more turf than you can shake a stick at. Acrobatic. He was just a ballerina on the infield dirt. He was that great. Omar Vizquel. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Weekend edition, Daniel Ogden. We're going to do a download with Daniel straight ahead on Sports Overnight, Weekend Edition on Byline. Keep it in.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Innovative Wellness Dot Center on a weekend edition, neuropathy, weekend warriors. Hey, listen, you get older, you get aches and pains, you get things that go wrong. You can't go into avoidance behavior. You need to get treatment. Get to Innovative Wellness, Clive, Iowa, Innovative Wellness Dot Center for our listeners, our vast audience here in the Midwest. All right, get there. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, great staff. Shockwave therapy sounds a little intimidating. It is not. It is not. I have gone four times. I'm working on number five next week, but anyhow, or the week after. Shockwave therapy, what they've done is started with the spine area, down the legs, got some numbness. You know, getting up there in years, right? You can't avoid it. You can't just, it's not going away by itself. Okay. And I understand there's a lot of things. You can Google it. You can Google. I got numbness in my fingers now from Googling so much. Okay. All you got to do is seriously get in there, set up the initial consultation. It's not free. You get what you pay for, but it's a $75 initial consultation and they explain it. And that's what I love. The communication, how this is going to work, managing people's expectations. All right. So I understand there's a lot of offers out there and a lot of people. I've talked to people, swear to God. I talk to people. I've been to chiropractors. I've been here. I've tried this. I've tried that. They tell me to walk. I'm not diabetic. I can't understand why I have this numbness in my feet. I walk around middle of the day and my feet are numb and it feels like my feet are asleep. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Here's the phone number. And I know phone numbers on radio ads sometimes are tricky, but this one's easy. Area code 515-355-3200. Area code 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness. Dan's download. Daniel, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing great. What's shaking, Marty? Happy Friday.
I'm just happy. I mean, it's the weekend. I'm ready to rock and roll. I love college basketball this time of year. You know, we go through that funk after the Super Bowl, right? I mean, let's be honest. College football ends, NFL ends, and what do? I go into a funk here a little bit, but I don't stay down long. I really don't. I get a bounce in my step. I get into the hoops. We got some teams I care about that are doing well, and I do like the fact that once the curtain falls on NCAA college basketball, we get the Masters. I even know that you is not a major golf fan. You love the Masters, correct?
Oh, I love the Masters. Yeah, definitely.
It's totally relaxing.
There's not all the majors. I think my friend's dad also loves golf, and we kind of set aside those Sundays to watch the final round.
There's nothing like it. I mean, to me, and I know that Jim Nantz says it, a tradition like no other, but I just love it. And then we got some kind of bummer news today. And I don't know whether you consider this to be bummer news. You know, Tiger tried at that tournament. I forgot which one it was. Genesis out in California. And it just didn't work out. But you see today, they call it the fifth major, and I think that's getting a little a little over the top. But the Players' Championship is pretty good. I mean, right now the tour this weekend's at Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer's tournament, Dr. Phillips section of Orlando. I've been fortunate enough to attend that tournament and also play that golf course in Bay Hill, and I shot a gazillion. It was very difficult, but it was a lot of fun. Played it twice. But here's what I do know. Tiger's out of the Players' Championship, and I don't think he's going to make it to Augusta this year. I think he's going to try, but I don't think he's healthy enough. We've obviously seen, Daniel, this is where we'll start with your download, brought to you by Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Not only have we seen the best of Tiger, I don't think we're going to see him too much longer. I really don't. I just don't. I know he's going to try Augusta. I know the U.S. Open will be something that he's going to want to give it a whirl. The majors, like you just pointed out. But I think he is rapidly moving into a role away from playing golf. And he's not going to be the commissioner of the PGA Tour. So, and they're scrambling right now, losing all this talent to the LIV Tour because they're playing checkbook golf. But what do you think? What's your take on Tiger? Have we seen pretty – I know we've seen – seriously, his game's never coming back. I know they say, well, he won a major – he won the Masters in 2019. Forget it. It's not happening. You think we've seen the end of him? What do you think? Let's hear.
I'd have to say so. I don't possibly see how he's going to bounce back from this. You know, sad to see, but I'm glad we got to see him win one more Masters before it all kind of collapsed.
Here's my question. So what happens to golf in this country? I mean, we all hung our hats on Tiger Woods for a long time. Instant ratings. I mean, you could, you know, you walk into a sports bar 15 years ago, and if there's a golf tournament on, and I did it a million times, Applebee's, all these places, you walk in, the first thing out of people's mouth when they'd walk in was, you got the golf on? How's Tiger doing? Every single time. You could set your watch to it every single time. So my question, Daniel, is I think golf's going to go through a slump here. I'm not saying people playing. I like to pick up clubs. Not very good, but I like to go out there. It's therapeutic. But I think the PGA Tour is really been really sucked dry right now. I mean, they've lost a lot of talented players. It's very divisive. I think we're headed for a slump, and I think Tiger's going to be a big part of it. I think LIV's going to get the credit for taking down the PGA Tour to a lower level, or the lowest level they've ever seen. But they're going to blame it on LIV, but it's not. It's going to be the fact that Tiger is no longer contributing. And if he's not on TV, it loses a lot of its luster. What do you think? Give me a quick opinion, then we'll move to football. Let's hear.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think even through the last couple years of his career, when, you know, kind of it didn't feel like he was going to win if Tiger was playing. I know myself, my friends, you know, a lot of people I know would turn it on. And I even remember back, you know, I was like 16, used to work at Spaghetti Factory. We used to have a couple of older folks that would come in and sit at the bar every Sunday to watch Tiger in his final round.
100%. 100%. And multiply that across the country. Seriously, there's a lot of places like that, and he was good for business. He really and truly was. We'll see. But he's out of the players. He announced it today, and that, to me, tells me he's going to give it a whirl. But April 8th is right around the corner. Masters week is right around the corner. And we all know once we get through Selection Sunday and that NCAA tournament starts, the month of March just eviscerates right before your eyes. It goes very, very quickly. All right, let's get to football. Russell Wilson. He had a look-see. He's kicking the tires with the Giants and Steelers. I know we've talked about this before. I don't know. Here's my conundrum. And I'm a Patriot fan, and I admit it. They got the number 3 pick in the draft. Take Marvin Harrison. Take Marvin Harrison in New England. Take a look at Russell Wilson. Take a look at Kirk Cousins. Take a look at a veteran quarterback. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a formidable, a absolute lock, stock, and barrel if he stays healthy. And you're always going to put that proviso in there. If he does, he is going to be a absolute behemoth in the National Football League, catching footballs and running into end zones and spiking footballs for touchdowns. And I'd like to see him do it when he's playing home games at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. But you know what? These GMs, and you know this, Daniel, they're scared to death. They feel like they got to go Williams. They got to go Drake May because Cliff Kingsbury is the OC in Washington and the Commanders will take him. And then with the 3rd pick in the draft, we're going to see another quarterback taken. And we're going to get down to Penix. J.J. McCarthy's stock is going through the roof. Jaden Daniels, who I failed to mention, will probably go 3 to New England if he's there. Or it'll be Jaden Daniels to Washington. It'll be Drake May to New England. And Harrison could fall to 4 in the Arizona Cardinals. I want to hear your opinion on all the aforementioned. What would you do And would you take Harrison before any of these quarterbacks, or are you falling into line with quarterback, Harrison, McCarthy, tackles from the Big Ten, quarterback Penix, and away we go. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's funny because I don't particularly absolutely love any of these quarterbacks. I know McCarthy's, you know, stock is just going through the roof right now, like you said. I watched him play, his whole college career. Not a huge fan of thinking that he was going to be great at the next level, but he is a smart player, I guess you could say. I would say I feel a lot better about whoever takes any of these quarterbacks in the second round than I do about somebody wasting, a top 10 pick on one of these quarterbacks, because I think it really is, you know, a flip of a coin at this point. I can't tell you. I for sure thought that Stroud was going to not be great in the NFL because he was terrible in college. I mean, not terrible, but he couldn't win a big game, and he proved me wrong.
Why is McCarthy's stock going up so much?
I have no idea. I guess the only thing I can think of is maybe – with interviewing and because I don't know. I just don't know.
He looked great at the combine. I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't watch it. I tried to steer clear of it, but I read the reports. They say he's spot on. This guy could be a top six pick. I mean, legitimately a top six pick. And you're a Michigan fan, so why are you playing coy? Why are you holding your cards on McCarthy so close to the vest?
I don't know that I am. I just don't feel that he's, I didn't feel that he was going to be great at the next level. I thought he's a good college quarterback. I felt like a lot of his plays, passing-wise, they would kind of cut the field in half. And they relied on, they had the best offensive line and running game in the country. So I'm interested to see. I just don't think that he can stand back there and throw the ball 50 times a game.
All right, NBA. Is it Denver and Boston? Everybody else is along for the ride. We saw it last night. Denver beat Boston. Boston couldn't hit threes. Jason Tatum missed a critical shot. I mean, Derek White kept him in the game for the while. And then Jrue Holiday hit two massive threes down the stretch. But the Celtics can't win in Denver. And they're virtually unbeatable at the Garden. What are we looking at in the NBA? And is there an outlier team that you kind of have circled in your mind? Because I think we're on a Boston-Denver collision course. And I said that, and I'm kind of really thinking that if Embiid gets healthy, we might hear from Philadelphia. Miami's starting to gain a little traction. And Milwaukee, who knows? But let's hear what you have to say. Are we on a Boston-Denver collision course? Because those two teams seem to be head and shoulders better than anybody else. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, I don't necessarily – there's nobody that really comes to mind that I think would knock either of those teams off. I feel like the Clippers I just can never trust. I'm sure, one of those guys will be out for the season in the next couple weeks or two, or before the playoffs at minimum. And in the East, I guess the Bucks, you always have to worry about, but the one that I always sort of have a little caution about, feeling like you can just pass up is Miami. They just always seem to figure out how to get it done in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Here's a news flash for you. The Iowa Lady Hawkeyes are off to a start 19-5 with 4 and change left over Penn State up at the Target Center in Minnesota. Out of Iowa's 19 points, how many do you think Caitlin Clark has, Daniel? Take a shot. How many out of the 19?
19.
Zero.
Wow.
Well, you never would have bet that. Would
not
you?
At
not
all.
Not a chance. Not a chance. She's got a big fat goose egg. All right, we're coming back. And I shouldn't say fat around women's basketball. That's not a good thing to say. It's a good way to get people irritated with you. All right, he's Daniel Ogden. I'm Marty Terrell. He's presented by InnovativeWellness.Center. Neuropathy, shockwave therapy. Stop going to chiropractors. They don't have the answer. Innovative Wellness, Dot Center, coming back. Tube Talk and what we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports. Keep it here.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, down the home stretch we go. It's about hoops this weekend, right? I mean, let's just call it the way it is. We got conference tournament plays. We get into it. Don't forget, Saturday night, and some of you people listening on the weekend, right? Go to bed Saturday night. Spring forward with your clock. Spring forward, fall back as we get an extra hour of daylight. Monday's going to come sooner. It's going to feel weird. You're going to go to bed Sunday night, and you're going to think it's, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and yeah, it's going to be 8 o'clock. You're going to be late for work, and you're going to start a new week, and you're going to be all, you know, wound up, and you just got to prepare for it. But that means more golf, more outdoors. We get healthier, and we got the madness of March. All right, Missouri Valley Conference Championship tilt on Sunday. I think it's going to be lock, stock, and barrel. It's going to be Drake, the 2 seed. And it's going to be 1 seed Indiana State with an automatic bid on the line. Now, you know that this program originates in the Midwest. So you know where we really want Drake. We get greedy. Greed is good. You remember that line in Wall Street? Michael Douglas, Gordon Gekko, greed is good. To a point. But we'll take the Iowa women, the Iowa State women. We'll take the Drake men. We'll take the Iowa State men. We'll even take the Hawkeye men because we're riding the train. And we got Omaha, Dallas, Boston, Albany, Portland. I mean, planes, trains, and automobiles in March with the Sports Overnight program. Daniel Ogden, I love you. We'll catch you later, my brother. See you all, folks, on the weekend, Saturday night, 7 to 10 p.m. It's Saturday Night Live here with me, Marty Terrell, on Sports Byline. Adios.